there. You are listening to the Girl Talk podcast brought to you by our friends at Fox Toyota in East Tennessee. My name is Carol.
My name's Kelly.
My name's Trisha.
And we're so glad that you are here today as we wrap up season six. Wanted to throw a question out there. Can you believe?
I cannot believe we are at the end of season six. It's insane.
First of all, thank you for putting up with us for another season. We are so grateful to you, and thanks for being a part of this community, because it truly is. We just, I say this every time, and I know you don't believe me, but if you could see the happy dance that we do in the office whenever we get an email from you, it's just like the best thing ever. Yep. So anyway, but we're going to talk today about what God's been teaching us. Oh, where do I even start? Like, what have you learned this year? I'll tell you guys. And what is my, this kind of, I guess, what I'm learning and what my struggle has been recently. I've been very convicted, and please don't hear this as I'm saying that you ought to be convicted about the same things that I'm convicted about, because that's not what this is about. I'm saying for me. So for me, I realized I started using that thing on my phone that tells you how much time you spend on your phone per day. And I was saying, I don't have time to fill in the blank. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. And then I would get those little reports at the end of a week going, oh, well, you spent an average of 8 hours and 26 minutes on your phone. And I'd be like,
yeah, you still had the same 24 hours yesterday.
Exactly.
That you had today.
So I felt, and like I say, I'm not judging anyone. This is not what this is about. But God was convicting me of saying, like, you say you don't have a lot of time for certain things, but you're spending like 8 hours a day, which is a full-time job, on your phone. And I made all sorts of excuses. Well, part of it's for my job, part of it, you know, part of all those things. And God just was like, okay. And I have a really, really hard time being still. Y'all know that. I'm just moving all the time, just because that's my personality. That's who I am. Yep. And I have a lot of energy.
Yep.
And God has been clearly saying to me, be still.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had, so this is the end of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
We went into 2021 saying 2021 is going to be different. Than 2020. and we are going to remember the things we learned during lockdown. We are going to remember the things that we learned during the stillness of 2020 and the time we had for reflection. And we are going to make 2021 better.
Mm-hmm.
And what I can't speak for the rest of y'all, but I know what I did was I just said, okay, I'm going to take all the time we missed in 2020, and I'm going to get back to 2019 routines, and then throw in all the stuff I missed in 2020.
Right.
And so the stillness got lost
in
all of the busyness of trying to put life back together in 2021.
Well, let me go a little further in this and tell you what stillness means for me. And we've alluded to it in the last couple of podcasts. If you hadn't, go back and listen, you'll hear it. For me, it has meant that God has settled me down in order to deal with some things in my heart and life. And when I say that, you know, There are reasons that I do things that I think, oh, that's just the way I am, y'all. That's what I just do. You know, that's just my personality. Those are things I say. And God's like, that's not why you do that. Let's peel back the layer and see what's really in your heart and where that's coming from. And so he's been really settling me lately in order to say, I just want you to be still. I used to think, my quiet time needed to consist of an exact amount of verses, exact amount of prayer time, an exact amount of praise time, and then I could check the box
check
for the day.
Five minutes here, five minutes there.
Quiet time is sometimes one verse and like minutes, sometimes when I have the time, hours of just listening and letting God say,
so good.
Okay, what is this about really? You know, and getting to the heart of a lot of my issues and saying there's still work to be done here.
I'm glad you said that, because to me, I wasn't getting that from be still, but you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly, that's something that I've been working on too, is this tendency to distract, to fill up, to avoid. If I'm doing something, then I don't have to feel, I don't have to sit, I don't have to listen to God's still small voice telling me, you're okay. You don't have to do this. So I get that.
Even before it was screens, it was having the TV on in the background.
Absolutely.
Wasn't really watching what was on it, but there was just noise in the house.
Something. Yeah. Something. Always to listening to something so that you're not sitting with yourself and being still. And for me, that I absolutely have been learning that. I don't think I've gotten to the other side of it yet, but still learning all of those things that I do to distract myself are based out of a fear. And God is calling me to kind of put some of those down.
So good.
That's powerful, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad you kind of talked about that, because that's exactly right.
Well, and I think another thing, too, that has been, this is a lifelong struggle for me, honestly, because I'm like a roller coaster with this issue. You know, I'll do real good for a while, and then I'll be on the mountaintop, and then, man, I just go so far down, probably further down than the time before, but and just basing my identity on who Christ says I am instead of who I am as an employee or as a friend or as a mom. All of those roles that I gladly accept, they are not my identity. And that's so hard for me, because I tend to, you know, say, well, this is who I am and this is what I do. And, you know, that's not the case. So that's another thing I've been learning.
That's so good. And along with that, because I am there too, it's failure isn't your identity. And being with Jesus is. And here's the thing. I never really learned that until I mess up in one of those roles of my life.
Right.
Let's say I'm putting all my eggs in the work basket. At least things are going well at work. And then something happens to make you feel like things aren't going well at work. Or, well, at least I have my marriage solid, and then we're fighting. Or my kids are doing well, they brought home a bad grade, or, you know, all of these things. And I feel like when we go through those times, they hurt so bad. However, it's through those times that I learn that's not your identity. That's you don't want things to go badly, but even when they do, Jesus is still there saying, I love you, I have you. You're mine, you're chosen, you're okay. And so that makes me feel so much better to know that I don't have to keep all these balls in the air, because the most important ball kept in the air is that I am a beloved child of God. And that I never really learned that until I drop one of those other balls.
Because we are going to fail in those other ways.
Yeah.
I mean, we're human. We are going to fail at work. We are going to fail in our marriage at times. We're going to fail with our parenting at times. Our kids are not going to be perfect. Our marriage is not going to be perfect. Our jobs are not going to be perfect. But we can always be perfect in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. He gives us another chance.
Yes. Because he's perfect.
Because he's perfect.
Yeah.
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 So you that's powerful.
One of the other things I'm learning this year, or have learned this year, is that time is really short. Life has sped up. I have a 13-year-old son now, and 13 is drastically different from 11 and drastically different from 12. And it's just a smack in the face reminder that I've got 5 years, if I'm lucky, to continue to pour into him in a daily kind of way. And time is short, and time is short with my parents.
I was thinking that too. Yeah.
And that I can see them getting older, and I know that time is short, and I better grab every moment I got, because time is short. Life's going to look different 5 years from now. Life is going to look drastically different. And seize it now, to have the conversations now. Don't get distracted now.
Yeah.
Let every moment, you know, just grab a hold of every moment that you can with the people that you love, because, you know, tomorrow's going to look different.
Absolutely. I've never seen as many funerals that I can remember as seeing and hearing about passing away as I have this year. And I feel like time is also short with regard to, I think Christ could come back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I have that bit of that urgency in my spirit. It don't wait, because you don't know. You don't know. You don't know whether you're going to have another chance to talk to that person. You don't know whether you're going to have another opportunity to spread the good news or whatever it is. Take those opportunities, even if they're uncomfortable, because you don't know. The time is short. So I've been learning that as well.
Yeah, this may be our last Christmas.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Right?
Jesus may come back before next Christmas comes. So are we you know, living for Him in a way that other people are curious about Him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've seen God moving in some ways that I hadn't seen Him move in a while. I don't know if it was I just wasn't looking for Him mm-hmm. or I didn't, but hearing about people being saved and, mm-hmm. and you know.
The revival that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
guys. Yeah.
Was
yeah.
so excited about, you know, some of those things because I think, if you're anything like me, you've heard that Jesus is coming back since you were a kid and you know, after a couple of those people say he's coming back on, you know, February 4th, 1984, whatever the date was. And then he doesn't come back. You're like, oh, man, you know, and then you but all the signs, you know, if you lay the book of Revelation down beside the newspaper, mm-hmm. there are some really strong parallels that say it's not going to be too much longer. But we don't know when that day will be. But I think we get kind of lulled to sleep in thinking that, well, it's, you know, not going to happen anytime soon because it's not happened anytime in the past. And so we get kind of complacent in that, yeah. Yeah. you know, and we think, well, we've got plenty of time. Well, the truth of the matter is that is a lie of the enemy yeah. to yeah. tell us, oh, there's just an unlimited amount of time because there is coming a day when, you know, that will be the truth.
Yeah. Well, and I think our yeah. anticipation of his coming back and our longing for his coming back is also what can help spark revival.
Mm.
You know, that's what we feel that. And when we collectively feel that together as a group,
mm-hmm.
As the body of Christ, as the Big C Church, mm-hmm. then we can help spark revival in the world around us. And I feel revival coming on. Maybe it's just in me.
Yeah.
And I just need the individual revival. But I also feel it kind of as this low-level murmur mm. all around. And yeah. I think God is preparing us for revival.
Mm.
I agree with that. And along with that, we have the opportunity to make a difference no matter what it is we're doing, wherever we're going. And so we are helping to spark revival in your bridge group or in your, you know, in your exercise class mm-hmm. or in that book club, you know, that's not part of your church. Everything we're doing right now, we have the opportunity to draw people to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are open now more than ever before because there's so much going on and everybody's feeling that the need for something, the need, and we know how the need is fulfilled
yeah.
is through that relationship with Jesus, and people are looking right now. Mm-hmm. And I know we always say this like never before, but I think it is actually true.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that same low level of energy that there is revival happening. People that you never would have thought of are kind of asking questions. My husband said just the other day, he was at a doctor's appointment. The person he was working with started asking him questions about Jesus. So wherever you're going, get excited, be encouraged, be on the lookout, have your little spiritual antenna up. Because I think the chance for revival can start in the doctor's office
mm-hmm.
or in the book club or in the grocery store. And when we're ready, mm-hmm. that's he's using all of those things. Everything you do can be worship, and everything you do can point people to Christ.
Well, I think that the light shines brightest in the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the darker the dark gets around us, the mm-hmm. lighter the brighter the light we have shines yeah. through us. And so, if we go into doctor's offices mm-hmm. and we have this, and we're exuding hope, and we have yeah. this bright light that's coming from us, people see that, and they're mm-hmm. like, "What in the world is going on with
yeah.
you?
Yeah,
how come you're glowing?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
let me tell you about my Jesus.
Bring it, man.
But yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And so it's just such a great opportunity because there's so much hopelessness around
right.
us
yes,
for
right.
us to be able to share hope.
And I think
show
it's
hope.
Important to remember that the darkness cannot overcome the light. Because
amen.
I think that's one of the things that we get into now is that we're like, man, the world is so dark and it seems like darkness is winning and I don't know. And nah, nah, nah. You know, the John chapter 1, go back there, you know,
mm-hmm.
the light cannot be overcome by darkness
yeah.
and the light wins yep. every single time. And so remembering that and keeping that in the middle.
Even if it's a tiny light.
Yeah.
Just a tiny,
birthday
tiny
candle.
Light.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a gigantic light. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be shining with everybody around you. If
right.
there's not a whole lot of other believers in your life or in your sphere that you go around, you are the one bringing
the
light. And it's just, like you said, as light as a birthday candle is where it starts.
Yep.
I think I used to think that revival and life change and sharing the light of Jesus only happened in a church environment.
Mm.
But now we're seeing so many more environments that are open to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Because not everybody's going back to church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything's kind of changed. But maybe that's, I mean, that's God's plan.
Yeah.
That we can now share that light everywhere we go. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it was always the plan, but I don't know that I ever thought about it like that.
Isn't it funny, though, that, I mean, you think about, you know, social media and there's so much going on and with the news and you, only God could come up with a way that we could still have church through social media. Like that, only God could have done that.
And more people tuning in.
Right.
It's amazing.
Not only here, but around the world.
Yeah.
Like through an outlet that is permissible. You know, I mean, you know, it's just like, I was like, man, God is so cool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He would, only he would think of that, you know, to
nothing
find a
is
way.
Impossible.
Yeah. So what else? Anything else that you that comes to mind when you think about either something that you're struggling with or something that you've learned this year? I giggle because Karina, who helps with a lot, is such an integral part of this team and kind of keeps us on track.
Yes, no doubt.
She prayed for us. Y'all remember what she prayed for us at the beginning when we sat down to plan out the season? She prayed the prayer of abundantly more. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, now that you say that.
I think that I have seen abundantly more, especially when it comes to the podcast, and we've seen more people listen this year. We've seen God move in some incredible ways. We've gotten some incredible emails about how people have been helped and ministered to, and that's the whole reason we do this. And so when I think of this past year, sometimes I have little faith, and I think of, you know, the size of my faith is the God of good enough, but he's abundantly more, you know?
So true.
And so I've been convicted of that. Like, I'm bigger than all this, Carol, and you really, would blow your mind. Not that I have a big mind to blow, but he blows my mind quite often with the ways that he works.
Yeah.
What else?
You know, you mentioned that Karina prayed that prayer for us at the beginning of this season.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically right after she prayed that prayer, her whole world kind of was shaken with her sweet, sweet dad's illness and passing. And she's taught me something this year.
Yeah.
So that one thing that we've been learning this year is how to walk through, again, these moments that you didn't plan for, you didn't expect, that rock your world, but you can get through them with faith. And you're right, she prayed that prayer for us, and I bet she never would have thought that God would do it that way, but he has spoken to me through her life and her experience, and I think all of us, abundantly more.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of those horrible times, he shows up.
Yeah.
Time after time after time.
Yeah. We don't want him, but yet we grow through them.
Yeah.
And I think that's when we see God the most.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
Is in struggle. We don't see him when everything's good and it's a sunny day and we're rolling down the windows and, you know, singing at the top of our lungs. Yeah, he's there and we know that, but we see him in tangible ways. Yeah.
And what a great example Karina and her mama Peggy and Kim, her sister, have been to us to live their faith out loud. And Sheldon was in his dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's definitely a takeaway from this year of what
Absolutely.
God's teaching me is to look for him in all the places.
Yeah.
Every single place, because he's there and he will show up and he will give you a testimony to share.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
So powerful.
Anything else? Struggle or how you've seen God lately?
Well,
I
just was thinking about our girl talk thing, the live that we did, the one that we did at Brookstone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That was like a Facebook live. I was so scared to do that devotion. I didn't think I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just an example of God. He gave me the words,
not
in my time, but in his.
Because
I remember I had this whole other thing that I was going to do, and then everything changed. A variety of different situations changed everything. And the devotion that I had planned out, and I felt very comfortable, and I was working on memorizing, was like, nope, that's not what you're going to do. But then what do I do? And that was a scary, scary moment. So if you're going through scary moments, just be strengthened that God will show up. He shows up every time. it's never the way we think, you know, it's never the way we plan or we even maybe hope. But he shows up in a way that becomes even more powerful, in a way where he gets all the glory and we don't, which is great. But that was a stepping out in faith. And that's something I, you know, we have the stones of remembrance. We want to take these moments in our lives and remember them for the next time we go through a scary situation. So I'm putting that stone of remembrance down. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know how to get through it. And God came through for me.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So that was something I learned.
Yeah, absolutely. He used you in a powerful way, too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He did his thing, but yeah, I'm just saying it was...
I'm saying he used you in a powerful way that night. Yeah. It was good. It was good. Such good stuff. Anything else you want to share, either of you?
I feel like there's something you want me to share.
Yeah.
I'm not sharing.
In heaven, there's great hair gel.
No, that's
what
the Holy Spirit.
What have I learned this year?
That's the Holy Spirit.
I ought to share with everyone.
I love it. I love it that we can gather around these microphones and just be honest and laugh together. Oh, sometimes cry together too. That's
I give you suggestions on what you should have learned this year. Right. Here you go.
If anybody, it wouldn't be me saying that. Let's just
do we
go
need some
honest.
Sign language from the other side of the microphone there?
Right. No, we love this community that you are a part of. We love growing together. We love learning together, and we're always excited to hear from you. If you'd like to email us, we would love it. Love it, love it so much. You can email us at girltalk@thelightfm.org. And hey, just while we're talking about these things, if you want to help us, if you want to get behind the mission and vision of Girl Talk, share this podcast with a friend, because that's how other people find out about us. If you subscribe on Google or iTunes, that helps us as well. There are all sorts of ways that you can get involved, not so that more people will get to know us, but so that more people will get to know Jesus. That is the point. And so if you would do that, that would be greatly appreciated, because in the next year, we want God to move abundantly more in other people's lives as well.
And Carol, wouldn't it be cool if we all shared what we learned? So if you tell us what you learned this year, then we can all kind of pass it around.
Absolutely. Good stuff. GirlTalk@thelightfm.org. Want to say a very special thank you to our friends at Fox Toyota of East Tennessee. They have, been big old cheerleaders for us this year and just been a shot in the arm for us.
You know what I've heard recently?
What's that?
Fox Toyota has also signed on to be our exclusive podcast sponsor for all of 2022.
Wow.
Thank you.
So we are so excited that they'll join us for season 7 and 8 or 9 or how many ever seasons we'll do in 2022. They're with us. They want to stand by this ministry.
Thank
and, you know, if you have never thought about giving to this ministry and would like to, now's the time to do that. You can also go online and give to support the ministry. You can support Girl Talk specifically. Just say, hey, I want to support Girl Talk in whatever way you want to give to the ministry. So we have a website for that. That's the best place to give.
Yep.
TheLightFM.org.
TheLightFM.org. We love you so much. Yes. You are such a vital part of this podcast, of this ministry. We couldn't do it without your help. So thank you very much. And we'll see you next time. It'll be season 7.
Wow. And 2022.
That's crazy to even think about. But we'll see you next time we gather around these microphones to celebrate a new year together right here on the Girl Talk Podcast.